Bonjour à toutes et à tous. Aujourd'hui, nous allons vous parler d'un événement qui a eu lieu dans notre lycée le 10 octobre dernier. Avant tout, nous souhaitons remercier Monsieur Agogué et les différents intervenants pour leur participation. Monsieur Agogué, c'est le professeur d'histoire géo, responsable de la section Euro.
Le jeudi 10 octobre, le lycée Charles de Gaulle a accueilli les Néo-Zélandais qui étaient arrivés en France durant 3 semaines. Ils étaient en contact eux-mêmes avec des élèves de première du même lycée. Pendant le temps où les Néo-Zélandais étaient interviewés par les premières, nous avons eu par la suite l'occasion de nous-mêmes les interviewer. Nous étions 4 à le faire. Les Néo-Zélandais s'appelaient Daniel, Ailey et Mia.
Ils étaient présents, de même que leur enseignant qui était là s'ils ne comprenaient pas les questions que l'on leur adressait. Cela nous a permis de mieux comprendre l'organisation de leur établissement ainsi que leur milieu de vie. De même pour eux qui ont pu voir le fonctionnement de notre établissement autre que le leur, ainsi que de nous poser des questions sur notre ressentir et notre mode de vie. Sur un article de la Marne, ils expliquent le passage des Néo-Zélandais et ce qu'ils ont fait avant notre rencontre. Ils expliquent qu'ils ont voyagé à travers la France en passant par Bordeaux, les châteaux de la Loire, la Somme et arrivant finalement à Longperrier.
In New Zealand, we do have a school uniform. You guys can answer questions too.
I can do it.
Right here.
We'll answer the next one.
Okay, and how long have you stayed in New Zealand?
3 weeks.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah, I love New Zealand. It's great.
Yeah.
What difference do you see between our two high schools?
You guys take school really serious. Yeah.
The school days are very long in France.
Yeah.
In New Zealand, they are shorter.
Yeah, and you guys don't wear uniform. We wear uniform.
Speak real slow.
Do you eat like traditional something in France that you buy?
In France? I personally, I really like the bread in France. It's very nice. Yeah.
And
it's better than New Zealand.
Your campus and adapt to your way of working.
À votre mode de travail. J'avais envie de dire walking, working. How does our school campus? How does it work for us in terms of the way? Like, does it work for working?
What, this one?
No, our school or your school?
No.
Your school. Not really, so okay, d'accord.
How does it adapt to your way of learning?
Your way of learning.
I don't really learn.
In France, the buildings are often together, but in New Zealand, the buildings are often separate. So you will have one building for maths, with classrooms here, one building for English or other subjects with classrooms, and then music,
artwork,
history. Yeah.
So, did you learn French
since
so long?
For 5 years, yes.
Did you like it?
It's difficult, but I like it.
It was your choice?
Yep. There are three languages at our school: French, Japanese, and Te Reo Māori. Lotolonto de Nova Zelanda. And I learned French.
So you take French.
Yep.
And you didn't regret it.
Regret?
You didn't regret it?
No, definitely not.
Well, we got to come to France because of it.
So we came to learn more French.
Yeah. And the culture.
And we had best teachers. The French teachers are the best.
So, what have you seen since you've been here?
In Paris or in all of France?
I don't know.
We've seen the Eiffel Tower.
We went to the catacombs.
Many.
No, they were really cool.
We saw a lot of castles.
Castles?
Yeah.
Do you know the name?
No.
Chenonceau.
What?
Chenonceau. Chambord.
Château de Chambord, I should also.
Yeah.
In Bordeaux, we went to a different high school, and that was very nice. We stayed there for, I think,
5 days.
5 days, and that was very nice in Bordeaux. We just stay here for 1 day, but we stayed there for 5 days. Mm. Cool.
So, what do you think about our high school?
Nice. It's good. It's the same size as our school, 1,100 people, roughly. So, it's quite similar.
And if you have the choice to return here, you will do it?
Yeah, I probably wouldn't look at as many castles and stuff, but I would come back. But I would just, like, I really wanted to go to Euro Disney and stuff, so I would just do things that I haven't done yet.
Like, you went to Disneyland?
No, but I would like to go if I came back.
But Disneyland in the new, like,
no.
Don't go.
No.
For me, if I came back to France, I'd stay in Paris for a little bit, but I'd also go to the south of France, a different part of France. In our voyage, our trip, French, we went to mostly the north of France, so I'd also like to go to the south of France.
What was your trip in New Zealand? Like, you go in plane?
Yep. So we took 3 flights. Christchurch, our city, to Sydney, and then Sydney to Dubai, and then Dubai to Paris.
And you don't stay in the town. Would you like to know something about France?
Yeah, France. What do you guys got questions?
Do you like living? Do you like the... like living in France?
How about what?
I was born in France, so basically I don't know one town except France, but in the future I would love to live in, like, other country. Mm. Like, I would love to live in Los Angeles, you see.
Is the school day too long for you guys? Do you guys... So, the school day, is it too long for you? Or...
I find it long.
It's long, yeah.
And at the end of the day, I'm tired.
Yeah.
And you?
In New Zealand, it's good. In France, for me, it's too long.